Thankful Lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
On kingdom faith. On kingdom faith. And today I want to talk about what I've entitled The Greater Works. The Greater Works. You know, when you think about greater works, first of all, how is it that you can do something greater than Jesus? But he did. He said something. He said, "The works that I do, shall you do also, and greater works shall you do." For I go into my, and you know, there are a number of interpretations of that. And I think all of them are relevant, but I think also we have to understand something, because, you know, it'd be difficult to think that you could do something greater than Jesus. See, even the apostles of that time, all what they did, none of it was greater than what Jesus did. Right? They didn't do anything. Bless you. Pastor Tom, good to see you, man of God. Amen. And Rosemary, I tell you, I'm going to do that every time. And the family. Hey, God bless you. So good to see you. Amen. So here, I want you to see, because to hear that, it's like, man, you know, maybe Jesus meant something else. But no, he meant what he said. There is a generation, and I want to begin to try to define that. Because I believe we are that Homo sapiens. We are that generation that will experience the greater works. Well, here's something that will trigger, that can be a real catalyst. Two things I want to talk about before I get into the message. A catalyst to your faith. Number one, Jesus said, "The work that I do not of myself, but it is my Father." Remember, he said he wasn't doing, but his Father was working through him. Well, the greater works are not for you to try to figure out and do. It's going to be Christ in you working the greater works, number one. Okay, so it's not you trying to figure out how you can do something greater than Jesus. No, Jesus is going to do greater works in this time than were conducted and manifested in that time. And the reason being is that the times are going to demand it. Yeah, there are things coming on the planet that were not here back then. There are challenges on the planet that were not here back then. Amen. It's not just more works. He's going to do greater works. It is him through us. We don't do it. He does it through us. Right, so that should calm some of our curiosity or our, you know, doubts that this could happen through you. It's not you, it's him. Christ in you is going to do the greater works. We will be the conduit, because as we often say, man without God cannot, and God without man will not. So we're laborers with him. So he said, "Greater works shall you do. But not of yourself. I'm going to do it through you." I often think about what will the world look like 20 to 25 years from even now. At the rate that it's going and in the direction that it is headed. So I know that God has to raise up a Delta Force. Navy SEALs in the spirit. Amen. See, with God, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a willing mind, an available vessel. Gideon, you got too many. You're going up against 100,000, you got 32,000, but you still have too many. I need to boil this down to those who are not afraid. Those who are willing. You want over 300. God said you got plenty, you got enough. Another principle here in Exodus, if you can get that for me on the screen, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, and then we're going to go to Hebrews 11, 6 before we talk about greater works. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, the scripture says, Moses was about to be sent to Israel as a deliverer, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, whom shall I say sent me? And God says unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Someone say, I am.
I am.
Now, it's important, the context and the grammar that's being used right here. God didn't say, I was. And he didn't say, I will be. No, he said, tell Israel, I am sent you. Okay, so it's important for us to know that God is. Oftentimes, when prayer goes up, it's about what God will do. But we have to bring it, see, that's not real faith. Real faith understands and embraces God in the I am. Let me show you. Give me Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. This will cause your faith to operate, and the sense of God's presence will be so real. But without faith, real faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that, I'm going to say, I am. It's not just believing that, oh, there's a God out there somewhere. No, you got to believe he is. What, he's in the present. He's right here. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. He's right now. It's not one day. No, when you pray, God said, pray and believe. So see, this takes a whole lot of the fluff away. Amen. And the fog and all the stuff gets out the way, because whenever you pray, if any man come to God, he must first believe that he is, or he is I am. Tell my church that I am, not I will be, not I was, I am. I'm always present, always in this situation, always ready, always have the answer now. So when you pray, you got to know that you receive. Now, as long as the earth remains, oftentimes there are seasons. That's going to change. When we talk about greater works, that's going to change. The earth will always have seasons. Summer, winter, cold and heat, seed time and harvest. But for the church, that's going to change. But what we're accustomed to is, we plant, we water, it grows, then we reap. That's what we're used to. Tell someone again, all that's going to change. I'm telling you, some stuff is going to start happening that's going to defy natural order. Amen. And God's prepping us. Religious spirit. See, religion started with Cain. All religions. I'm going to go off the charts on you here, because Christianity is a religion. We're people of a kingdom. You can't define us and put us in a box as one of the three major religions. Jesus never brought religion. Not a religious bone in his body. Never taught religion. As a matter of fact, he condemned religion. All the religious folk, all the ceremonial stuff, he condemned all of that. Because religion is man's way of trying to get back to God. Salvation is God's way of getting to man. And only Jesus did that. Amen. The only one. History is his story. Amen. We're coming up against strong delusion. A lot of strong delusion lies. And if you're not anchored in Christ and understand and built upon foundation, precepts, you can easily be drawn away with this Eastern mysticism and these lies. And, you know, the devil really dresses stuff up. He even appears as an angel of light to try to deceive even the elect. But the devil is a liar. He's always been a liar. I asked the Bible study Wednesday night an interesting question. If the devil was a murderer from the beginning, who was it that he murdered? And somebody said Cain. I said, no, that wasn't in the beginning. Cain killing Abel. No, that was after the fact. The beginning was a time frame. And the word says that the devil was a murderer from the beginning. Now, see, I got y'all thinking. And like I do on Wednesday nights, just think about it. Sheila, ask God, Lord, what was that about? See, there was a whole another world before Adam.
Amen.
Yeah. The pre-Adamite world.
Amen.
And Jeremiah, Isaiah, even Peter speaks about it. There were two floods. There was a flood of Noah. But you have to read close and you have to look at the actual meaning of words. But then there was a flood of Lucifer. God flooded the world when Noah, during the time of Noah, he flooded the world, but he didn't destroy it because the waters receded, right? And then there were still the mountains and things grew again. But during the, we're going to study this more. So come out on Wednesday night. We're going to study this more. The flood of Lucifer, God did not just flood the planet. He flooded the universe.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everything was flooded. When the flood of Noah, it took 100 and something days for it to recede. And then Noah sent the dove out, remember? The raven out. And that with the flood of Lucifer, God rebuked it, and in a moment, the waters receded.
Amen.
And now the earth was just inundated. Then God said, light be.
Amen.
As the spirit was brooding upon the face of the deep that was covering just the earth. Because Lucifer had authority here. That's why he's so jealous of you and I. We not only took his place, we took his position. He wasn't just the choir director. We took all of that. Amen. And another thing that he's jealous of is that we are in the image and likeness of God. He is not. We can grow and increase. He cannot. Do you know what sin does to people? If you know something, and this is not to be critical, but when a person lives in a degradation and sin and that, most people I've known, they tend to age really quickly. They can be real young but look really old.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
It was about 3 years ago, I had the privilege of going to the Philippines and